USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is on despite pandemic worries. The pandemic, which shut down most of New York in March, may have upended most traditions this holiday season, but not the annual New York City Parade. Susan Terchero, executive producer of the parade, said, "Traditions like this are comforting and they're uplifting. New York has always been a tough city. It bounces back. It takes its blows and then it continues on." NBC and Telemundo will broadcast the parade on TV starting at 9 a.m. Eastern. U.S. President Trump on Wednesday pardoned his former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, who had pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI, but was never sentenced in the flawed case. Flawed so bad, the Department of Justice decided to drop the case. The presiding judge put everything on hold for well over 2 years. President Trump said, "It's my great honor to announce that General Michael T. Flynn has been granted a full pardon." USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The United States Supreme Court says the state of New York cannot enforce its mandate on places of worship. USA Radio News, Dan Naraki.
New York won't be able to enforce a COVID-19 restriction on houses of worship after the Supreme Court issued an injunction late Wednesday. By a 5-4 vote, the court issued an opinion that called the coronavirus restrictions a violation of religious freedom because the orders singled out churches and synagogues, while businesses that were deemed essential were allowed to operate with few restrictions. The state of New York had tried to put 10 and 25-person occupancy limits on houses of worship, leading to the suit from the Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn and Agadath Israel. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf chided a Pittsburgh judge for issuing an order Wednesday to halt the election certification in Pennsylvania.
They seemed shocked when we had an expert witness show that at the very beginning of the count, they infused 332,000 votes to Biden into the crappy Dominion machines.
A hearing will take place at 11:30 a.m. Friday, local time.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The NFL had scheduled 3 games for your Thanksgiving holiday. Enter COVID-19 from stage left, and the need to drop a game off today's schedule is explained by NFL Chief Medical Officer Dr. Alan Sills.
It's like with every situation, it's an abundance of caution, trying to make sure we create the safest possible environment for players, coaches, staff, everyone that's involved. And so we look at each one of these situations and ask ourselves, do we understand transmission? Do we believe we can put the pieces together to figure out when we're out of that risk of further transmission? So in any one of these situations, you're looking at who's at risk, how long are they at risk for, and if we think there's still a vulnerability to a substantial number of people, then it's best to postpone, and so that's what we've done here.
The Steelers-Ravens game has been pushed back to Sunday at 1:15 p.m. Eastern because many Baltimore players have tested positive for COVID-19.
We've done a very, very deep dive into this situation. We've interviewed everyone involved. We looked at all the data. We've also done what's called genomic epidemiology, meaning we've gone in and looked at the exact genome of the virus samples from all the infected individuals. So we feel like we have a really good handle on exactly when transmission occurred and how it occurred. And I think that we feel like we're just a couple of days away from being out of that window of vulnerability for that transmission event. So obviously, you have to take each day as it comes and look for any new data that may emerge. But right now, we simply feel like that as of tomorrow, we would not have confidence in going forward. But I think we feel we're very close to the end of that transmission event. And at present, we're targeting Sunday, absent any new information that would change the facts that we have right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.